This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The National Weather Service is warning that this massive winter storm is slamming into much of the nation, the South, the East, and the Central U.S. Snow, sleet, freezing rain, and ice in some areas. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Officials urged residents to stay off the roads. This blast of frigid weather, which began Tuesday night, put a long stretch of states from New Mexico and Colorado to Maine under winter storm warnings and watches.
Forecasters expect parts of Illinois and Indiana to get the most snow, maybe a foot and a half by the end of the day. The Pentagon isn't revealing much about this, but it says U.S. Special Forces launched a counterterrorism raid in Syria this morning. No U.S. casualties, says the Pentagon. The AP's Karen Shamas with what more we know.
The operation, which lasted about 2 hours, was deemed as a successful large-scale raid by the Pentagon. So far, over a dozen people have been reported killed, many of which were children. The Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby confirmed there were no U.S. casualties. The raid took place in the town of Atmir by the Turkish border. The area is dotted with camps for internally displaced people from Syria's civil war.
The target of the raid was a high-ranking militant leader, according to an Iraqi intelligence official in contact with the U.S.-led coalition. Hospitals here in the U.S. are facing a dire shortage of nurses as the pandemic continues. Many are now looking abroad for healthcare workers. Authorities say a San Francisco 49ers fan apparently was beaten during Sunday's NFC Championship game against the Rams and is in a medically induced coma. Daniel Luna was found injured in a parking lot at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood about a half hour into the game. He was wearing a San Francisco jersey. No suspects have been identified. This is AP News. Now to former President Trump.
Donald Trump's oldest son and three allies are sued by a witness from the first impeachment case against Trump. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman has filed a lawsuit against Donald Trump Jr., Rudy Giuliani, and former White House communications officials Dan Scavino and Julia Hahn, alleging they participated in a concerted campaign of unlawful intimidation and retaliation over his decision to testify in the first impeachment case against then-President Donald Trump. In the lawsuit, Vindman seeks compensatory and punitive damages. Vindman was a key impeachment witness. As a member of the National Security Council, Vindman testified that he twice raised concerns over President Trump and his administration's push to have Ukraine investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden and his son Hunter. When he retired from the Army in July 2020, Vindman said he had been the victim of harassment, bullying, and intimidation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.